Legendary Crooks, narrated by Paul Sperra. Christophe Rocancourt, the star. He may not be one of the most successful swindlers, but Christophe Rocancourt has become a media personality. He had a difficult childhood with a complicated family situation and was abandoned in an orphanage at only 9 years old. It was there he made his first thefts. As a teenager, he moved to Paris, where he had no money, but met people who made him discover the world of nightlife. From then on, he got along thanks to his natural charisma and his talent for lying. At the end of the 1980s, Rocancourt begins his career as a swindler in earnest. He extorts money from his entourage, writes bad checks, sells real estate that does not belong to him. He's even sentenced for 2 years for counterfeiting money. But as soon as he's released from prison, Christophe sets up another scam. He spends 3.5 more years in prison, divided between 5 separate convictions. In order to avoid a new prison sentence, he flees to Los Angeles. Arriving in the U.S. in 1991, Rocancourt pretends to be a boxer, then a producer. He lies continuously, and thanks to his audacity, manages to build a network and to integrate the local social life. Christophe runs a series of scams, taking advantage of the generosity of his friends by using their houses in their absence and then selling them. Christophe spends lavishly at parties, burnishing his image and credibility for the benefit of his future victims. He even becomes friends with the actor, Mickey Rourke. But in 1994, he's sentenced to 18 months in prison for his various fraud schemes. Then in 1998, he's jailed for 6 months for illegal possession of weapons before being extradited to Switzerland for a robbery case. Then France recovers him and imprisons him for the fraud he'd committed back before he'd left for the United States. It's uncertain what exactly Christophe was doing at the very end of the 1990s. Rumors suggest he returned to California but didn't stay long because of some kind of involvement with drug dealers. We pick up his trace in the Big Apple in 2000, where he pretends to be an heir of the illustrious Rockefeller family. But New Yorkers are less gullible than Californians. Even though Rocancourt manages to swindle thousands of dollars, he is quickly arrested. As soon as he's released on bail, he flees to Canada, where he's caught by the FBI the following year. He then spends 5 years in prison, first in Canada and then in the United States, for theft, smuggling, perjury, fraud, forgery, and hit and run, the panoply of the con artist. Upon his release, Rocancourt returned to Paris. His con man adventures had given him a kind of media aura in his home country, especially since the publication of his autobiography. Rocancourt surfed on his new notoriety, capitalizing on his past. He was even able to act in a movie about his life, but then was accused of fraud by the film's director, Catherine Breillat. He was convicted and incarcerated in this case in the early 2010s. In 2014, he was again indicted, this time in a case of tax fraud, influence peddling, and corruption. His fame is ultimately due more to the status of some of his victims, such as the famous French singer Michel Polnareff, than to the cleverness of his scams in themselves. Did you like this episode? Feel free to comment, share, and rate it. See you soon for new stories. Midnight Studio, addictive podcast creator.